Drew Edwards from Hamilton Spectator and Three Down Nation joins us again. Drew, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Gregor?
I'm doing well. What is the number one question for the Tiger Cats lineup heading into training camp?
I would say who's going to play short side corner, otherwise known as who replaces Delvin Bro. That would be number one. And 1A would be who backs up Zach Collaros. That would be 1B.
Now, Collaros, you know, he took some hellacious hits last season. Of course, one huge one here in Edmonton. With that position, you know, there's always the concern of injury. Some, like Ricky Ray for years was able to, despite getting crushed behind an average O-line, was always able to get up. That's the last few years he started to, you know, show some injuries. Is there a concern with Collaros as far because he's a little bit of a smaller QB?
I don't think he's been particularly injury prone. Obviously missed some games last year. That was basically off the one hit that you mentioned that he took in Edmonton, which was sort of a, you know, it was a hit to the head, a high hit that knocked him out for several games. I mean, anytime you have a quarterback that has had a concussion, which Collaros has had, I think you are concerned. But I don't think there's a sense that he's particularly injury prone. I think that the CFL these days has shown repeatedly that in order to make it through a season, you need two quarterbacks in most cases. That for a guy to make it through all 18 games and into the playoffs fully healthy is a tough thing to do. I mean, and that was the situation in Edmonton last year as well, right? That you know, by the time the end of the season rolled around, Riley was hurt, and that, you know, was a problem for them in the playoffs. So that's the issue. The issue is in Hamilton that the guys behind Collaros have virtually no experience. I mean, Jeremiah has only started two games in his career, and that's about it. And other than that, you know, Dan LeFevre is now in Montreal, and there's a real dearth of, you know, veteran experienced backup quarterbacks these days, and Hamilton's a team that is going to have to get by with inexperienced guys if Collaros can't stay healthy.
And they got Ja'Cory Harris, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
And he'd be a guy. It's. I think the battle for the number two job, frankly, is between Harris and Jeremiah Mazzoli, who's now in his third year with the Ticats. And so I think those two guys probably have the upper hand for the number two job. They've also got a kid from Cornell named Jeff Matthews. This would be his first year in the CFL. Now, he played for Austin and Tommy Condell at Cornell, so he'll know at least some of the offensive system. But, you know, as you know, coming into the CFL, there's an adjustment period. You got to learn all the extra things you got to learn. I mean, it's very difficult for a guy to come in and contribute right away. So I think you'd have to anticipate that the battle of backup quarterback will be between Mazzoli and Ja'Cory Harris. And I think Harris is a guy that has, you know, generated some interest. There's a lot of people wondering what exactly he can bring to the table.
A lot of people forget, you know, the Tiger Cats were really a penalty away from maybe winning the Grey Cup last season. And Banks, of course, is the most electrifying kick returner in the game. How do you think Hamilton's team shapes up? Are they going to have to change their defensive philosophy due to the new rules? You know, have you talked to them? Are we going to see a whole host of new DBs in Hamilton as well?
Well, I think there's going to be some changes. I mean, the loss of Bro, he was an all-star cornerback, and you know, those guys who were that size, you know, he was 6'1 or 6'2 and, you know, 190 pounds, who could, you know, run with guys and play physical. I mean, there's a reason why Bro is now in the NFL. Those guys don't grow on trees. They're very difficult to find. Now, the style that Bro played, which was extremely physical, I mean, he was throwing guys over the ribbon board, you know, out of bounds at times last year. That's going to be a tougher style to play this year given the rule changes. I don't think it's going to necessarily mean a whole sale philosophy change for the Hamilton defense. I think, you know, Alondo Steinauer, who, you know, played defensive back in this league for quite some time and is now the defensive coordinator in Hamilton, you know, he knows enough that he can mix things up. And they weren't exclusively, you know, a man coverage team or a physical team, or they did a lot of different things to mix things up. So I don't sense that they're necessarily going to be hurt more than any other team would. If you look at a team like, say, Montreal, which has a reputation for having a very physical defense, that would be a team where you'd say, okay, well, they're going to have a little more trouble than others adjusting to the new rules. I don't think Hamilton will be any more affected, I would say, than any other team in the league.
Drew Edwards joins us from the Hamilton Spectator. Drew, the story Michael Sam's yesterday, a great story for him. I think it's great, and hopefully his play on the field is what people talk about more than his sexual orientation. Because to me, that's really a non-story at this point. In that aspect, I understand the importance of it, and something that he's just going to have to deal with. He's going on a defensive line though that's pretty good. Where do you see him fitting in Montreal?
Well, I think he's in tough. Given the strength of their defensive line, I think also, the concern around Michael Sam, from what I can tell, and looking at his numbers and reading some of the scouting reports, I mean, he, certainly had a terrific college career, but there are some concerns about his mobility, about his speed. He didn't run particularly well at the NFL Veteran Combine. Now, he had some good reasons for that, as he explained his press conference about the fact that he didn't figure he'd ever have to run another 40 again. And, there are people who think that those testing numbers don't mean a whole lot in terms of, being a football player. But, this is a league where, the ability to be athletic off the edge is of paramount importance. And I think, we have to see whether or not Michael Sam is athletic enough and quick enough in this to play at this level. And as I mean, if you're an American player who, can't contribute right away, it's hard to stay in this league, right? I mean, there isn't a real ability for guys to learn. I'm not sure Michael Sam's going to be crazy about going on the practice roster, and that may be the best spot for him. Will he want to do that, given the fact that he's got plenty of opportunities to make money doing other things? That may be a question that he's faced with, in the next month or so, because I'm not sure he's going to be, game ready, week one to contribute to the Alouettes. So, I think you're right. I mean, I think Michael Sam's a great story, and I think what he represents is tremendous. I think he's great for the league. I think the league got a ton of good publicity yesterday, and I think that's terrific. But I think there are still some very serious questions about whether or not Michael Sam is going to be able to make a contribution on the football field.
Looking around Hamilton, you talked about, their biggest concerns. What do you feel then are their best strengths? And is there anybody, you're a newcomer, that's a must watch for Hamilton for CFL fans?
I think they're fairly solid along the defensive line. I like that defensive line quite a bit. I mean, you guys know a lot about Ted Laurent, and he was, a dominant player last year. They've got two excellent defensive ends in Justin Hickman and Eric Norwood. So I think they're, very solid players. Their receiving core, you already mentioned Brandon Banks. They've still got Andy Fantuz. They've got, C.J. Gable. They've got, a plethora of running backs who have CFL experience now. I think in terms of people to watch, there are a couple of American receivers in camp, a guy named Tiguan Underwood, who has played a little bit in the NFL, who's got one of the more recognizable haircuts that will soon become a story. He's got one of those high fades that's quite interesting to look at. And another guy named Terrence Tolliver, who has played some in the NFL as well. Those two guys, I think, are going to push some of the incumbent starters in Hamilton for starting spots at the wide receiver position. And I think those would be guys that I would keep an eye on over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Drew, looking forward to it. When's camp get going in Hamilton?
Same as Edmonton, they're not doing a rookie camp, so they're having their veterans report on Saturday, and their first on-field session begins on Sunday, and that begins essentially the end of my summer, because then I will be watching football every single day basically for the next 6 months, which is a good thing.
Is the new facility complete yet in Hamilton?
Yes, it is complete. The Tim Hortons Field has been officially opened now, so okay. It is done. Now, the Ticats are going to play a preseason game there, but will not actually get in there until August because of the Pan Am Games, which is, of course, the reason why the thing was built in the first place.
So they're playing...
Still gonna be a bit... Sorry, go ahead.
Where are they going to play their first three regular season games?
They are on the road. So they are... Where are they? They are in Calgary, they are in Winnipeg, they are in Montreal, and then they have a bye. So...
Okay.
Actually, that's not quite in the right order, but that's essentially how their first month plays out. So that gets them through the month of July. So, not exactly a normal situation again for the third straight year. They'll be not, you know, in the stadium full time until you know, after the Pan Am games, but the stadium will be at full capacity, and it will be their home for the vast majority of the season. And I think everybody, myself included, is quite relieved by that.
Appreciate your time. We'll talk again soon, Drew.
Okay, thanks, Jason. Take it easy.